Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, increasing cloudiness, a low in the mid-40s. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says more homes sold in the first quarter of this year than any other three-month period since 2007 at the beginning of the last recession. Sales up 4.2% both statewide and in the southeast region. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Home sales for Kenosha County in the first quarter were up 22.5% over last year and a 1.3% rise in Milwaukee with an 8% increase in Racine. Median prices increased during that time 5.5% in Kenosha with a 9.4% drop in Racine and a 16% hike in Milwaukee County. Just for March, Racine County home sales were up 16.5%, Kenosha showing an 18.5% increase, and Milwaukee down 6.9%. Median prices last month declining 2.1% in Kenosha, 12.7% in Racine, with a 15.2% increase in Milwaukee compared to March of last year. I'm Tom Cargill, WRJN News.
Three vehicles, one of them a MedX ambulance, collided in a chain reaction accident at the intersection of Newman Road and Spring Street just before 1:30 this afternoon. Initial reports are two people were injured. There were no patients in the ambulance at the time. Two additional Mount Pleasant bed units were called to the scene but left without transporting any patients. Both Newman Road and Spring Street were shut down because of the accident. A short time later, an accident involving two vehicles was reported at 6 Mile Road and Douglas Avenue. One person was reported injured in that accident. The intersection also closed down because of the emergency response. Racine Fire Department paramedics took a man to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Medical Center just before 9 o'clock this morning after he reportedly fell from the roof of a two-story building in the 500 block of North Memorial Drive. Initial reports indicate the victim suffered at least a possible head injury. No other information is available. The Racine Fire Department will be doing some training with fire crews from South Shore and Caledonia in the near future, using buildings targeted for eventual demolition for the Wilcom Brothers development project on the southeast corner of Green Bay Road and Spring Street. Division Chief Mark Polson told the city's Public Safety and Licensing Committee, "It's an opportunity to use buildings for real-time training you don't get very often.
It's not a city-owned property outside the city. So we're looking for a hold harmless agreement with the developer so we could go do some training on the buildings that they have on that property."
A hold harmless agreement comes with the recommendation to the Common Council for allowing city fire crews to participate in that outside training with South Shore in Caledonia, a date yet to be determined. Recent news that a set of human skeletal remains were found off I-94 in Kenosha County has been greeted with more than a passing interest by the hundreds of families in the region who've been holding out hope for missing loved ones.
The thought in your head is, oh my gosh, that could be us. And what I always do is I right away send up a prayer for whoever's going to get the answer of the remains being their person. We all want a happy ending. But we all know that's not always a reality.
That's Brown County resident Marsha Lovitz, whose mother disappeared under suspicious circumstances 3 years ago, and said to have an ending is better than no resolution at all. DNA from the bones in the Kenosha case will eventually be matched up against a nationwide DNA database of missing persons, while Lovitz and others continue pushing for a new federal law to centralize missing persons data. A new law will kick in later this year requiring drivers to turn on their headlights anytime weather conditions make visibility difficult. Wisconsin State Patrol Sergeant David Harvey says drivers will be given a break to get used to the new law.
To help educate the public on this new law, law enforcement will only be issuing warnings for the next several months. But beginning on October 1st of this year, drivers who operate without their headlights on during periods of reduced visibility may receive a citation with a fine of over $160.
Sergeant Harvey suggests when in doubt, turn on your headlights. You've likely heard or seen the drastic measures being taken to deal with the emerald ash borer in southeast Wisconsin, but what about if you have these kinds of trees on your property? UW-Madison entomologist Chris Williamson says there are a variety of treatments available.
A good starting point would be to look for a licensed and certified pesticide applicator. That's one starting point. And then to take that maybe even another step further, and I'm not endorsing any one person, but there are also certified arborists out there that will be even to take it a level further.
Williamson says damage by the EAB can kill a tree in 1 to 3 years. That's why Kenosha County was so aggressive in removing ash trees from Petrifying Springs Park and two other county facilities. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.